I watched the eclipse from Chimney Rock Park with my safety glasses on, of course, as you're supposed to. You know, you felt like a kid. It was kind of fascinating. And you can't help but imagine, like, that God created the universe, that every once in a while the moon is in such a place and such a size that it completely covers the sun, while all of us are spinning around like crazy throughout the galaxy. Just a fascinating sight. I saw almost something as fascinating later on in the week. I was walking between the house over to the church during the lunchtime recess, and I noticed what appeared to be the grade school preschool class beneath the basketball hoop. And at one point, this little guy had to be real tiny, picked up the ball and just lobbed it into the air toward the basket. And it went in. First, there was an expression of shock, and then there was an expression of delight by him and by all the kids in the class. He's a hero. What a great way to begin your first day of school, huh? I mean, throughout the whole year, kids are going to remember that basketball shot. It's not uncommon to remember your first kiss, your first flight, your first day of school. When did you receive your first set of keys? Was it to the lock on your bike or school locker? To your first car? Your new house? Keys, they open, close, they allow access and they prevent access. They start up and shut off. Keys, those wonderful symbols of authority, responsibility, and control. We have locked metal cabinets inside locked closets behind locked doors. Oh, Christians, see how they love one another. We don't trust each other so much, but we love one another. And I suspect that good St. Anthony is asked to find lost keys more than any other item, whispering into ears, check the bottom of your purse. The prophet Isaiah speaks of keys. He tells us the Shebna, who was the king's chief of staff, is going to be replaced because of misconduct. Clear out your desk, turn in your keys. Later on in Isaiah, it seems to indicate that maybe he still maintains some type of office. But he's to be replaced by a gentleman named Eliakim, who will be dressed for the new position. He's given the key of David. He will admit and exclude from the king's palace. But he's more than a doorkeeper. He provides access to royal employment, benefit packages, privilege that only the king can give. St. Peter is entrusted with keys in today's gospel reading. The keys symbolize authority, authority to admit and exclude, authority to excommunicate and to reinstate. The church is to be a community, an assembly of faith who confesses Jesus Christ as Lord, the Messiah, the Anointed One, and also the Son of the Living God. So Jesus asks a question, and rarely does Peter answer correctly, but here's a case where he does. You are the Christ, you're the Messiah, you're the Son of the Living God. And before Peter has a chance to brag about having the right answer, Jesus reminds him that you answered correctly, not just because of human intelligence, but because of the Holy Spirit of God revealing to you who I am. We are here, not just because of a rational decision we have made or because of our own intelligence. We are here because we have been influenced by God's Holy Spirit. And we profess Christ to be the Messiah, the Anointed One, the Son of God. And we are here because the Holy Spirit has influenced who we are and what we think and what we believe. The church is not just an institution like any other institution. Jesus connects the church to the reign of God. The church not only announces the kingdom of God and prepares people for entrance into the kingdom of God, the church is also called upon to participate in sharing the message of Jesus Christ and doing the work of Jesus Christ. And while there is always a need for mercy and grace, always a need for purification and renewal, the church, the whole assembly of believers, operates with the authority to teach in the name of Jesus Christ and to do the work that we do in His name, deeply aware that we are accountable to Him. In a certain sense, while we have different roles and different responsibility and different gifts, each one of us, we are given keys. The laity, religious, and clergy. And some folks have yet to pick up their keys. Our upcoming parish mission will remind and help equip us for our role as missionary disciples of Jesus. Each one of us has the power, the influence, the authority to unlock the presence of God. How come? Because each one of us is uniquely created in God's image and likeness. Each one of us has been gifted by God. Your creativity, your intelligence, your patience, your acts of kindness open up people's lives to God's presence. And just as there can be an excitement in getting your first set of keys, there can also be excitement when we decide to begin to get involved in the life of the church or the community. There's an excitement in knowing that we have something to contribute to the reign of God. Who do you say Jesus is? What do you say the church is? Our encounter with Christ this morning gives us the wisdom and the grace we need to use well and lovingly the keys, the gifts God has entrusted to our care.